With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, June 24th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Well, it has been a roller coaster of a night with the bombs continuing to fall.
Iran now agrees to a ceasefire with Israel and Thonishta to bring heads of the occupied territories bill to cabinet today. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Iran has agreed to a ceasefire with Israel. Iranian state media is reporting a pause in fighting has now begun, hours after the move was announced by US President Donald Trump. Earlier, Tehran's foreign minister said his country's armed forces would keep fighting until the very last minute, while Israeli authorities say three people have been killed after an Iranian missile hit the south of the country. US Vice President J.D. Vance told Fox News the ceasefire is a key moment.
For the Iranians, I think this is a new opportunity to actually pursue the path of peace. What the Iranians have showed through their support of terror networks, through their failed effort to build a nuclear weapon, is that they're just not very good at war. I actually think when we look back, we will say the 12-day war was an important reset moment for the entire region.
The Department of Foreign Affairs has updated its travel advice for Qatar and the United Arab Emirates following last night's Iranian airstrike on an American airbase in Doha. Irish citizens are advised to exercise a high degree of caution, monitor media updates, and follow the advice of local authorities. Airport disruptions are also anticipated, and travellers are advised to contact their airline for updates. The Cabinet will be asked to sign off on the government's own version of the Occupied Territories Bill today. Taoiseach Simon Harris will tell his colleagues he's open to including services as well as goods in the bill. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
The bill going to Cabinet is called the Israeli Settlements Prohibition of Importation of Goods Bill 2025, but in essence is the Occupied Territories Bill. The bill would make the importation of goods from occupied Palestinian territories an offence, which would be pursued by customs officials. The original bill from Francis Black also included services, with many in the opposition calling for the government to follow that lead. Simon Harris says he's open to the idea, but he wants legal clarity as to whether services can be included in the bill, and has asked the Attorney General to give his view. If approved by Cabinet, the bill will go to the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee for scrutiny, but with just four sitting weeks for the Oireachtas before the summer recess, time is against this bill being passed this term.
Ukraine's president believes Russia could attack a NATO country within 5 years if member states don't move quickly to boost their defence spending. Allies will commit to a target of 5% of GDP on defence by 2035 at the NATO summit, which begins today. But Vladimir Zelensky says the timeline is too slow.
Starting from 2030, Putin can have significantly greater capabilities. Today, Ukraine is holding him up. He has no time to drill the army. And they are all getting annihilated and wiped out at the battlefield. And 10 years is a very long time. He will have a new army ready by then.
Gardaí have travelled to Iceland as they search for answers over the disappearance of Jón Jónsson. The 41-year-old father of four went missing in Dublin over 6 years ago. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
Gardaí will work with Icelandic police in this latest stage of the investigation into Jóhann Jóhannsson's disappearance. The father of four was last seen in Whitehall at approximately 11 a.m. on Saturday the 9th of February 2019 after travelling to Dublin to take part in a poker tournament. The team of five Gardaí from Ballymongatha station will spend the rest of the week in Iceland. They'll meet with Jóhann's family and speak to dozens of potential witnesses within the Icelandic community.
A motorcyclist has been seriously injured in a crash in Dublin. The collision with a car happened at about 12 noon yesterday on Fossa Avenue in Cabra. The motorcyclist, a man in his 20s, was rushed to the Mater Hospital in a serious condition. Anyone with information is asked to contact Gardaí. The Dáil will debate extending the right to vote in presidential elections to citizens in Northern Ireland later. Sinn Féin is seeking to pass a motion to extend the franchise, while a bill initially introduced to the Oireachtas 11 years ago has been resubmitted to today's agenda, which would extend voting in presidential elections to all Irish citizens over the age of 16, regardless of where they live. The success of climate action initiatives will require early and sustained community engagement. That's according to a new report from the Department of the Environment, which says such community-led climate action will offer a powerful model for delivering a fairer climate transition. Alan Cantwell has more.
This independent research evaluated 19 projects funded under the Community Climate Action Programme and outlines how these models can be scaled and replicated across the country. It found that successful projects shared key features which included early and sustained community engagement, intentional inclusivity of marginalised groups, flexible and responsive design, and a commitment to learning by doing. As part of the programme, each project created tools, resources and approaches to assist their communities to take meaningful action on climate change. Minister for Climate, Energy and the Environment, Dara O'Brien, said this research highlights the importance of building climate action at local level and that community climate action is most impactful when it's grounded in an equal partnership with communities and centred on the cooperation of climate initiatives and outputs.
Alone's annual cost of living survey shows older people can't wait for support. In a pre-budget submission, the organisation, which enables older people to age well at home, says many of the people it supports are facing real financial hardship. CEO of Alone, Sean Moynihan, says many don't know how they'll heat their homes this coming winter.
We're looking for the pension to increase by 22 euros and also 20 euros increase in the fuel allowance and equivalent increases in the living alone and telephone support allowances.
Today marks the end of the Leaving Cert, with students being advised to resist the urge to overanalyse their exam performance. Mental health charity Turn to Me says obsessing over how each exam went or comparing answers with friends and fellow students can lead to unnecessary anxiety and stress. CEO of Turn to Me, Fiona O'Malley, is encouraging young people to now leave the exam stress behind.
We would encourage students and indeed parents to try to keep the Leaving Cert out of their minds now that it's finished and instead shift their focus to positive, healthy distractions over the summer. There can be a pattern of people doing post-mortems on papers, which can often lead to catastrophizing and negative thought spirals.
In entertainment news, U2 guitarist The Edge has described becoming an Irish citizen as a monumental day. David Howell Evans was born in Essex in England to Welsh parents, but his family moved to Ireland when he was one. His citizenship was confirmed at a ceremony in Killarney in County Kerry yesterday. And in sport, in soccer, Bohemians closed to within 9 points of SSE Airtricity men's Premier Division leaders Shamrock Rovers last night. Alan Reynolds' side were 2-0 winners at Dalymount Park. Bows also have two games in hand on the Hoops. Elsewhere, Drogheda United earned a point from their trip to Cork City after it finished 1-1 at Turner's Cross. St Pat's poor performance continued as they lost 1-0 to Derry City, while Sligo Rovers picked up a 2-1 win over Galway United. And at the RSC, it finished Waterford 2, Shelburne 2. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, Because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.